A story now about men who've been in prison in Colorado since they were kids for crimes as serious as murder. So long sentences, and they knew that if they ever got out alive, they'd be very old. But now, under a new state law, they have a chance to leave, and virtual reality is helping them get ready for life on the outside. Colorado Public Radio's Andrea Dukakis reports.
Inmate Andrew Salas has had dozens of jobs in prison. He's helped teach more than 300 prisoners how to play and read music. He's never had a real job, but he's getting ready because soon he might need one.
What is your name?
Andrew Salas.
Salas is wearing goggles in a virtual interview. To him, it feels like he's in a real office talking to a would-be employer who happens to have a very robotic-sounding voice.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Salas, who's 48, is practicing his job hunting skills in front of eight other inmates. They watch and learn as Salas sits in a chair, goggles on, explaining to his virtual interviewer why he wants a job as a music teacher.
Why should we hire you?
I think I'd be a good man for the job. I love playing music. I love teaching music better than even playing it. There's nothing better than seeing someone that doesn't know how to play an instrument to see this look on their face and how they feel when they play something they were never be able to play before.
Salas was 17 years old when he entered prison, convicted of murder. It was 1989. His total sentence was 72 years. Salas figured if he ever got out, he'd be an old man. But in 2016, changing views on juvenile crime and punishment led to a new Colorado law. It came on the heels of several U.S. Supreme Court decisions that found juvenile brains aren't fully developed and have more capacity for change than adult brains. The Colorado law meant Salas and others like him could apply for early parole. But they would first have to complete a program designed to prepare them for life on the outside.
So he's picking up some clothes, throwing them in the dryer there. It just came out of the locker.
The instructor has handed the goggles to inmate Eric Davis. He's been virtually transported to a laundromat where he's using two controls to do a few loads of laundry.
Clothes in the washer.
Oh, yeah. Picking up my debit card that I've never used before.
None of these inmates has used a debit card. They've never operated a smartphone, and many have never driven a car. Nicole Troncoso is an employee at the Colorado Department of Corrections who works with this group. She says every prisoner faces challenges when they're released, but she says these kids, now adults, grew up in prison. They haven't had to do things like manage a budget or cook their own meals.
You're told when you're going to eat, what you're going to eat every day, what you're supposed to wear, when you have to go to work. When these guys get out, they're not going to have that structure. They're going to have that internal structure built within them.
The guys in the program say virtual reality is helping them get a taste for living outside of prison. But the program isn't just about virtual reality. Troncoso says it's mostly about teaching the inmates how to deal with stress and problems they might one day face with peers, family, and coworkers.
These individuals are going to get out and they're going to be our neighbors. You're going to see them in the grocery stores, walking down the street when you're with your family, with your friends. So I want every opportunity for these guys to have a successful chance when they get out there.
This is the first group of inmates to go through the program. It's based at the Fremont Correctional Facility in Canyon City, Colorado. Less than 100 inmates in the state are eligible to apply, and they're carefully evaluated for risk. Leroy Gardenhire, who spent 26 years in prison, says when he thinks about release, he feels like a weight's being lifted off his chest. But at the same time, he says everything about it makes him nervous.
Driving, interacting with people, reconnecting with your family. We get visits and stuff, but, you know, when you're out there on a 24-hour basis, I'm nervous about it all.
It's a lot to think about when you've been in prison since you were a teenager. That's why they're getting 3 years of practice for the world they'll face. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.